The Latin Grammys were announced this week, and NPR's Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst are back for a closer look. I guess it's a closer listen to some of the nominees. Felix and Jasmine are the hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino, a weekly podcast about Latin arts and culture. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Jasmine, I have it on good authority that you are not the biggest fan of the Latin Grammys.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, they're pretty uncreative and you see the same faces, same singers. But I got to tell you, we really do take it upon ourselves on the show, on Alt Latino, to dig through that pile and find the diamonds. And there are musical treasures in there. You just have to look.
Want to share?
Yes. I brought in Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux. She's nominated for the Best Urban Song, and this is called Vengo, or Here I Come. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo
mano, vengo como tú. Ana Tijoux. So tell me what you like about her.
Oh, what is not to like about Ana Tijoux? But I mean, as far as Latin hip hop artists go, she's really the reigning queen. Her music shows such an evolution. I mean, every album she puts out is better than the last one.
You know, there's a mixture throughout the album. There's a mixture of hip-hop and funk and R&B and a little bit of jazz, but also these really great Andean textures and a lot of textures from folk music all over Latin America. Big fans of hers.
So do you think she's got tough competition in this urban category?
Oh, absolutely. She's up against Calle 13, the Puerto Rican rap duo, and they're Latin Grammy favorites. They're record breakers. I mean, it's just kind of like, why even go to the Latin Grammys if Calle 13 is nominated? I brought one of Calle 13's songs that she's up against, the song Adentro, Inside. Check it out. No soy un santo rapeando, mucho menos caballero. En algún momento rimando ahorqué a 10 marineros. Pero en ese caso es diferente incitar al desorden, porque cuando la tiranía es ley, la revolución es orden. Adentro, adentro, bien adentro, te la dejé adentro. So, Jasmine, you think they'll win again? You know, I'm a huge Calle 13 fan. I don't think this was their best album. But I do get the feeling they will, because they're such media darlings. It's almost like they don't always need to put out stellar albums. Fans are going to adore them, nonetheless. Like Felix always jokes, AC/DC has been playing the same song for like 30 years, and I'm going to go to every concert.
There are 48 categories within the Latin Grammys. Felix, you did some digging as well. Did you hear something you liked?
Quite a bit of stuff. You know, those 48 categories include everything like pop, rock, stuff that we're used to hearing, but also categories that include genres like Mexican regional music. Now, think accordion and cowboy hats for that. And then...
No!
Yes. As well as 6 separate categories for Brazilian music. So overall, the Latin Grammys, they reflect the breadth of contemporary Latin music because there's something for everyone. The long shot to win Album of the Year, I think, is an emotional nomination. It's Canción Andaluza by Paco de Lucía. He is the renowned flamenco guitarist who died in February of this year. I brought in a track to play from that album. Soñaba con clavito y canela, me despertaron para darme el castigo.
I love Paco de Lucía. I think, you know, those amazing Arabic influences. Felix, I mean, he's amazing. He was amazing.
He dominated that category for decades, and he's one of those artists that unexpectedly died and has just left a very, very big hole in that genre.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst of NPR Music's Alt Latino which is a weekly podcast about music and culture. You can find them at npr.org/altlatino. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, as always.
Always so much fun.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Rachel Martin will be back next month.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.